Network. Okay, we're in a little bit of overdrive here. Let's move quick to your calls. Chuck in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Thanks for holding while I had a breakdown watching Trendies. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, buddy. I was going to ask you, what do you think of Brad? I know you're friends with Brad or whatever.
I am not friends with Brad Pitt. I said I know people that know a lot about him, I'll just leave it at that. That's all I ever said. People turned it all off into this big thing. I'm attacking Angelina Jolie because she's a warmongering pig who is pushing for all these invasions that have now begun on the back of a Phantom Menace. And the UN is a murdering group, and I'm sick of them getting away with this. I'm calling them out.
And I couldn't agree more. Now, I was curious. I mean, I think Brad feels about this because he's, you know, from what I heard, he's kind of a, you know, one of the good guys, you know. Like, I hear he watches your show, and he's got into the, you know, kind of the opposite, it seems like.
All right, well, I talked to Aaron Russo before he died, and he did meet with him, and he did know him, and they liked his film and said they'd watch my stuff. And then I separately through some other people. You know, it's like I've met a bunch of these people at parties and events, talk to them. You know, it's like I've met Sean Penn twice. And then the third time I met him, he didn't even know who I was. And later goes, oh, I like your show. Oh, and then once I talked to him on the phone. You know, Charlie Sheen put him on the phone, and he knew who I was then. And then another time didn't know who I was. So I don't know. They seem smart part of the time, and they seem really dumb the other part. But I don't care. I'm going after Angelina Jolie and exposing her. And he should be ashamed of her. And you know what? If Brad Pitt doesn't like it, he can come. Life is a war criminal, and I don't care. And I'm exposing her.
Yeah, I bet he wishes he was with Jennifer Aniston right about now.
Boy, I tell you, she is really beautiful and horrible bosses. That's enough. I think Jennifer Aniston's beautiful. I think side issue. I shouldn't be talking about beating people up. People are sending me emails going, Brad Pitt will kick your butt. Well, good. Listen, you know, I'm going up against the New World Order. You think I'm worried about some woman's husband? I don't care if he sends a hit team to kill me. I don't care. I'm committed. I'm not shutting up. I'm not backing off. I'm unleashed. I'm unchained. I'm sick of it. I'm calling out a bunch of mass murderers for what they are. Chuck in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay, I'm sorry. Rob in California, go ahead.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm calling from Oath Keepers, Orange County, California chapter. We are promoting a fundraiser for the County Sheriff's Project. It's called the County California Sheriff's Posse Call and Fundraiser. Sheriff Richard Mack is going to be our guest speaker.
Very exciting. We're going to have to get him back here in studio for that. I appreciate your call, sir, but if I let people aren't doing endless plugs, it'll never end. Yeah, I'm supporting that whole sheriff's initiative. I'm supporting the general initiative because I've looked at it and support it and believe in it. You sound like a great guy. I just don't know you from Adam doing a fundraiser thing on air. Let's talk to Brock in Alabama, who'll have to be tail gunner. Sorry to Colin. Go ahead. Or Colin's up next, then Brock. Colin, go ahead. Come on ahead.
Looking at this Coney video and analyzing it up close, and then, you know, I pulled back to quantify the bigger picture, kind of like a chess match, and it came to mind that what if, you know, they're keeping Coney hidden till the right time, sort of like Bin Laden?
Oh, yeah, I thought that. He's probably dead. Most people think he's been dead for 6 years. And then they're going to roll him out exactly and call the African invasion a victory. We invaded 9 countries, and we got some guy I hadn't been seen in forever. It's good.
Yeah, exactly. They use him, you know, Obama uses him as a re-election tool. And then the campaign itself, you know, it says Coney 2012, meaning that it's supposed to end this year. So all the trendies, you know, they'll be on the bandwagon like, oh, we had a successful mission.
Exactly. The minute I saw it, it's a total psyop, and I'm sorry I hadn't made that point. I 100% agree with you.
And then like, just one more point. I know like, they'll feel like they have all this fake momentum and like, hey, we got him. Let's go for the next guy. And so I went and looked. And you'll never believe it, on the ICC wanted list, the next two guys on their list after Coney is a guy in Sudan and then a guy in Congo.
No, exactly, sir. It's a bad guy hunt to invade all of Africa. It's been announced.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This worldwide transmission against tyranny. It is the 14th day of March 2012, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And we do have a professor and expert in artificial intelligence who's warning the public that a technocratic system is being built that will basically give rise to a computer, artificially intelligent dictatorship. He will be joining us coming up in the second hour. Also, we may have a surprise guest in the third hour, or I may just do it in the TV studio, the interview tonight. I'm not sure exactly which is going to happen, but it's of a Dave Mustaine level. And by the way, Dave Mustaine interview that we shot last week is going to air tomorrow night in place of InfoWars Nightly News. And I'm very glad that InfoWars Nightly News is so popular. I've had quite a few complaints pouring in from PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that, hey, Alex, we want fresh new shows every night at 7. You know, I plan to do the news for a few months straight, beta testing. I said this was beta because, you know, PrisonPlanet.tv has all of my films. Now 9 years of material coming up. April 12th is when we launched it. all those years ago, I guess 9 years ago. And we are about to launch a new contest that'll be $5,000 for male reporters, $5,000 for female reporters, and then you get a shot at being an InfoWars reporter and anchor and reaching an audience of 3 million people a day. So I meant to launch this 3-4 months ago, and I'm so busy, and my skeleton crew is so busy just trying to get the nightly news on every night and doing investigative reports and going out on the street. We've only got a team of like 5 people. We've got to hire 3 or 4 more people, and we've got to put in a bunch of new upgrades and equipment. We've got a lot of stuff, a lot of graphics we're going through, upgrading things. So I'll tell you now, I meant to go 2 or 3 months straight and then have like a week or two hiatus, as I announced 8 months ago, and I just went 8 months and never stopped, never got off the treadmill. So we're going to go again for another week and a half with a Dave Mustaine exclusive interview tomorrow, my 2-hour speech in Orlando next week, some other special reports. Some nights it'll be new stuff, but a few nights we're not, because I have to drop some things, because I can't cut a promo video about the contest for hiring reporters if I'm busy trying to do the nightly news, or my crew is. I can't cut a new promo video for PrisonPlanet.tv. I can't go over all the resumes we've already got for video editors, writers, researchers, investigative reporters, when we've got hundreds of them already that I am literally in an ocean of. And so we've had incredible success, and I appreciate your support, but I will probably in 4 or 5 months again, after these reporters are hired, trained, in place, the new equipment's in, we have the new sharing upload system to deliver the show to television. See, another thing is the show's already getting picked up by different cable systems, broadcast TV, big national British basic cable, does a 2-hour compilation. I've got to create a list of the stations we're already on. I mean, we're already getting on in Europe and England and areas of the U.S. without even trying. You know, we just get emailed by a cable system, hey, can we pick the show up? I'm like, yeah, boom, hit it. Yeah, I mean, there's so much going on around here that I've got to jump off the treadmill for 5 seconds just so I can try to let the dust halfway settle. And in between that, I've got 50 other irons in the fire and big breaking news and all this going on. And so I did make the announcement on Monday that we were going to have, you know, 2-week hiatus with some new shows and special events for viewers. But I'm really heartened by folks saying, hey, we want the news. We're addicted to this. You know, there are about 50,000 people a night, which is tiny compared to the radio audience, that tune into PrisonPlanet.tv throughout the first airing of the show at 7 Central, and then the re-streaming of it until the next day, and then the archiving of it. And, of course, we do allow – each membership is really 6 memberships. Each membership with the same username and passcode that you create, 6 people can be logged in simultaneously. So it's really 6 memberships for 15 cents a day. And I am glad that people are sharing their memberships. We've got a lot better servers now where it almost never has problems streaming. You know, there's been a lot going into this because we're doing it from the ground floor up. We never had the money to hire big consultants and big companies or try to have a big official studio put in. I could have never built this. We've done it from the ground up on a shoestring budget, and now we're getting to really try to go to the next level and bloom. But it takes a lot, and we couldn't have done it without you. And then it looks like for the nightly news, we're going to have another big interview for you next week. Because I went to dinner with a well-known individual who's shown that they're very awake to what's going on in the world, and invited them to come in. They're like, well, I'm not sure. You know, I don't know how much I'll end up saying. And I said, okay, well, whatever you want to do. And they contacted me this morning. I need to get back in touch with them. They want to come in. So that's another big interview. We've just got a lot going on here, and I need to get the new people hired, trained, in place, so that we've got enough people to basically hit the balls that are coming at us. It's kind of like I got 4 or 5 guys lined up with their baseball bats, and there's 20 machine pitchers out there, pitching machines, shooting fastballs at us. And we're hitting a lot of home runs here, but I realize I need to get more people out front on my team so they can really start knocking home runs and try to hit every one of those balls. I mean, I need to hire 3 or 4 people just to go through the email every day. Don't have the money. I need to hire people just to moderate the comments and the message boards, because you can get sued all day for that stuff. People posting copyright stuff, people posting phone numbers, people saying, go kill this person. You know, I've got to get more than just part-time moderators in there. I'm finally getting ready to launch the social network after, years of being on the treadmill and just, I'm always running so fast on the treadmill here with the syndicated radio show and the rest of it. The radio show reaches around 3 million people a day, 15 million a week conservatively. The nightly news only reaches about 50,000 a day that are watching on prisonplanet.tv, but then it gets posted to our YouTube channel and hundreds of others, and a conservative estimate is the nightly news gets watched by about 2 million people a week just on YouTube and a few other video systems. Like I said, it's on the basic cable England-wide through an organization group that has a channel that has a couple hundred thousand viewers. We've looked at the ratings when the show airs every, Sunday evening. And there's all sorts of TV stations around the country picking it up and cable systems. I mean, it's crazy what's happening. So when we finally put out a honed one-hour show, this has all just been beta testing right now. When we finally do put this out, and to be able to put out the official show quicker, there may be a few times in the next 6 months where I have to get pulling for a pit stop and get new tires, new gas in the engine, some oil shot into the engine, so that I can really then race back out there on the track and go 300 and defeat the globalist. And we're doing it all together. Okay, there's some basic program notes for you today. When we come back, I'm very disgusted by this. I am basically distraught over this subject. Again, we've been proven absolutely devastatingly accurate. And you would think that I'd be happy about that. No. It only makes me sad for basic humankind, how gullible we become, how one-dimensional the general public has become. Either you're waking up and becoming enlightened, or you're getting more into a trance. We are in a narcoleptic state. That is the best way to describe it. Last night I was sitting there for like 10 minutes having dinner with a very interesting individual, and I was trying to describe they're in a trance, they're under a spell, it's like they're not awake. The brain waves. He goes, yeah, no, it's an artificially induced narcoleptic state. And that's what it is. And I'm here to try to get people out of their narcoleptic state. Sure, I'm abrasive, I'm obnoxious, I'm all of those things. But you know what? No one has been as effective as I have with my crew and you supporting us. And so anytime I get down on myself, because believe me, I'm my worst critic, I realize, hey, you're doing the best job you can. So stop getting down on yourself. Because believe me, my biggest hurdle is a self-loathing that I'm not doing enough and that I'm not fighting hard enough. That's why people call in and say how great I am, or people on the street tell me how great I am. It's like punching me in the stomach, and I don't know how to explain it, because I feel like I'm doing the bare minimum I should be doing. I don't know how to. I just have a responsibility, and I don't understand how other people don't have a feeling of responsibility to fight these murdering scum. It's not. I'm not a hero. I'm not a good guy. I'm none of those things. It's basic survival, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to get past this idea that it's exceptional to fight evil. We have evil running wild all over us because we believe fighting evil is exceptional. Fighting evil is the bare minimum. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And my whole body, my whole spirit is do more. Because I understand the threat. Now, I told you it was coming. The Congress is moving for an African-wide invasion. Their words, not mine. with a complete blank check for scorched earth everywhere. The UN is involved in genocide all over Africa, from Uganda to Ivory Coast, right now. Angelina Jolie has gone to the world court to basically call for global government. Everything I said is now about...
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I can see a day coming when even having your own home garden is going to be against the law. By the way, the Secretary of Defense was arriving in Afghanistan and a big car bomb went off. Who knows if that's them bombing themselves to try to, you know, make the war look legitimate and continuant. You had this military man reportedly go in and now kill 18 people at like 3 a.m. in Afghanistan inside their houses, women and children. And the media's like, why would a soldier do that? I don't know. You serve 5-6 tours. 1 out of 100, sometimes more, are going to go crazy. And they're going to go crazy on top of the UT Tower. They're going to go crazy in your house. And when it happens, they're going to demonize 99% of the veterans that aren't like that. But the system knows that by overworking the troops, putting them in immoral combat, they know, back to World War I, they're going to get these type of mass murder events. And then they're going to use it to take the rights of all veterans across the board and make you, quote, the number one enemy of Homeland Security, the number one threat, which, of course, you're not. But in it is the kernel of truth that they will end up using. But it is scary when some crazed veteran cop pulls you over and is in some type of murderous rage, and I've seen the videos online of it for no reason, and just starts beating people up or shoots them. You know, sometimes you turn somebody into a killing machine, they don't know how to turn it off. I mean, I don't think of myself as the toughest, baddest guy on the block, but my problem is when people start fights with me, my problem is I want to get in a fight. And I'm older and realize that's weakness, so I know I've learned how to control myself. But I can't imagine if I'd been trained to be a soldier and been in 5-6 tours of combat and was just used to killing people all the time, what that would be like. Shooting somebody's like punching somebody in the nose when you've done it that long, from veterans I've talked to. All right, I've already digressed. Let me do this. I'm going to get into the African invasion that's been announced after this short segment when we start the next long segment. But I look at this constellation of news here in front of me. Why are millions of Americans preparing for doomsday? Big article from the Economic Collapse blog that's up on Infowars.com. There's another big survey out. Doomsday survey. 51% of Americans believe a financial collapse is imminent. 85% say country is overwhelmingly underprepared. Meanwhile, the feds are building bunkers and armoring their facilities and hoarding food and water and weapons everywhere and saying, we're bad if we do it. They're running around like an anthill that's been disturbed, getting ready for something. And I've looked at the math. It is a mathematical certainty on the course that we're on by design. We are going to continue to slide incrementally into a deeper and deeper depression. And all the numbers are out there. 60 Minutes, even a year and a half ago, had a piece admitting we were in a depression and unemployment was 22% and 33% in California. It's much worse than that now. Inflation's over 10%. It's not 3 or 4% like they say. You know that. I know that. Everything costs more. And Americans, there's a certain point. Joseph Goebbels wrote about this. I've read a lot of his writings and a lot of his work got picked up. Well, he stole a lot of work from Edward Bernays, who was a big propagandist for the Department of War here in the U.S., wrote the book called Propaganda, but actually wrote the book on propaganda. And Goebbels said, hey, at a certain point, we've got to start being honest with the Germans. This is once World War II was going, because if we're telling them we're winning all the battles and we're not, we lose all credibility. We've got to start being more honest. That's kind of like Baghdad Bob. As explosions are going off 5 miles behind him, you can see him and hear him. He's going, there are no Americans, pigs here. They have been kicked out of Iraq completely. And you see explosions behind him. And you hear jets flying over. And that's what the New World Order is like. They're like Baghdad Bob. We ought to do a news piece on that. The American pigs are not even in Iraq. They have all been defeated. Yeah. Same thing. There's no depression. Everything's fine. We're not in a police state. The TSA is not abusing you, sticking their hands in your pants. Yeah, everybody's real healthy. Sure, cancer's up a few thousand percentage points. So people are not buying what the government says anymore or the mainstream media. The problem is just because they don't buy what they're being told, they still don't know what's going on. I mean, if the public knew what I know, what you know, if they really knew how deep the rabbit hole went, which is bottomless, then there'd be a whole other situation. We'll be back with the big news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Found it. The front lines of the info war. I'm Alex Jones, your host, attempting in my own little way to resist tyranny. I know the power of humanity, I know the power of the human spirit, and all you need to do is to stop second guessing yourself like I know I've done and just take action and commit to the fight for liberty, and that will build a better world. But deciding that we can't stop corruption and also not researching propaganda, but just accepting it on the surface is the mother of all of our problems. All right. I want to be clear here. I've done deep research on Africa. I've done deep research on the all-encompassing geopolitical tectonic shifts that have taken place in the last few centuries. And undoubtedly, there is a global proxy war going on in Asia, the Middle East, Central Asia, of course, Eastern Europe, Africa, Latin America. There are mercenaries, the bankers call them jackals, all over the world assassinating and killing people 24/7 that won't give in to the big six mega banks and their fractional reserve banking derivatives fraud machine. And it's very frustrating to see the 5% of people, and that's about what they were on the videos I shot over the weekend that have had together over a million views on YouTube alone, where I point out that an Africa-wide invasion is ongoing and that massive escalations in it is imminent. And I laid out in those videos exactly what would happen, exactly what would be pushed. And I called Angelina Jolie out as a war criminal who should be arrested. The problem is the UN does that war criminal arresting, and they are the biggest war criminals. Of course, the group committing the most murder, the group raping and torturing and killing and lining people up and shooting them and burning down farms and taking property and injecting people with HIV and sterilants and everything else you can imagine and slaughtering tens of thousands at Ivory Coast just months ago openly and blowing up the Capitol building and killing the leaders and using rebels to take over. It's the UN. Death on wheels. And to see the open psyop to have the knowledge that's not even hidden and to watch Angelina Jolie, who, and I've got Hollywood sources, she is a total sociopath and all she cares about is being president of the United States someday or a major functionary in the UN. And endless photo ops with her feeding children. Just a publicity whore of the greatest magnitude. Who promotes, and you can look it up. In fact, guys, just type in Angelina Jolie praises Libyan rebels, and it'll show her with the Al-Qaeda people. And she went to Tunisia to foment invasion and foment the attacks before it even began. And then once it began, and she's fomenting an invasion of Syria, and she's fomenting Iran attack, and she's fomenting giant invasions of Africa, the Congo, not just Uganda. And I know who she is, and I know what she's doing. And then I've got to see the media. Oh, she's a wonderful humanitarian. It is so disgusting. See, on the surface, they're telling you, oh my gosh, she loves you. The UN loves you. They want to help feed starving children. When it's the UN's official policy to forcibly reduce population and to create starvation and war and to use, quote, food as a weapon. I can't tell you how many UN food conferences they've said that, how to shut off food, how to starve people, while simultaneously raising money off of trendies and well-meaning idiots and trusting people in the West, little kids out front shopping malls and at church with their little cans for UNICEF getting money and buy our clothes and it gives money to UNICEF. I mean, I go and look at the organic food in our pantry, and a bunch of it's got little, you know, little messages about, oh, this gives money to the UN, this gives money to that group. And then I go look up the group, and it's some horrible front for eugenics. But, again, they attach themselves to everything good. You want organic food? Well, part of the money goes to the UN. While they go and pitch GMO forcefully on Latin America, Asia, and Africa, and say, if you want your aid money, you've got to not plant your regular crops, you've got to plant this. I remember people thought I was lying about this, so they looked it up. In the aid packages to Iraq after the West destroyed the country and killed over a million people conservatively, the British Medical Journal even broke those numbers down. That was just a few years into the war. They announced that they were forcing them to not be allowed to buy organic seeds. You had to buy Monsanto and Archer Daniels, Medlin, and a few others, where you've got to get the seeds from them every year, killing 5 to 6,000 years of those people keeping those incredible varieties of seeds that are better than anything you could ever imagine in a store. You know, giant tangerines, giant oranges, giant dates, giant olives. On record, this was all in the news. They had engineering teams all over the Tigris Euphrates for now 8 years, bulldozing systematically everything. And I've talked to troops who were like, yeah, I was in basic training, heard your show, thought you were a liar. I had to actually go run security while they cut down every tree. And the people would sit there crying, going, my great-great-grandfather said that tree was there with his great-great-grandfathers. That's where we got our olives from. We're going to die now. We're going to starve to death. They're like, well, snipers could hide in these. They bulldozed over 90%. You can go look this up, of all of their trees that you live off of. Now, that's what America now stands for. That's what the UN stands for. That's what the bankers that run our country do. That's what they're doing in Africa, and that's why I get mad at people like Angelina Jolie, because I can sit there and say arrest Ban Ki-moon all day, which I've done. I can say arrest Kofi Annan, who got caught committing a bunch of crimes and stealing aid that was supposed to go to starving people. I can call for arrest of UN soldiers caught raping and kidnapping women and children everywhere they go. A trail of destruction, but no one really knows them or cares. So, when I do years of research on Angelina Jolie, never talking about her, I happen to know she's seen my films. I happen to know they know who I am. I happen to know that they know about the New World Order. And what do? They ran off to be part of it. I happen to know that Angelina Jolie knows exactly what she's doing. So, I don't just take some Hollywood star that supports the UN or goes in place for some UN event because they mean well. Like Sting or something. I don't have proof. He's probably just stupid. And I know folks that know him as well. He really believes it. But somebody like Jolie, where they consciously are globalist, consciously are warmongers, consciously push for all these wars and are part of war propaganda, and wants a top post, already has a high-level envoy post, not just a spokesman post, in refugee matters, and does photo ops constantly. She, if she's calling for Joseph Kony, a nobody, hadn't been seen in 5.5, 6 years, all the Ugandans are on record going, who is this guy? He's a tiny warlord of dozens in our country alone. I told you. Now, here's the next big issue, and here's the breaking news. I told you, and it wasn't hard. This is what's frustrating. It wasn't hard when I saw the Kony movie last week, and I saw Bill Gates involved and the State Department connections funding it, and I saw in their promo videos them talking to people like they were children. I mean, I have videos of these, like the video, in fact, you guys have it, where the worst one I saw is where they're promoting to have 3,000 screenings. And the guy's hopping around like it's Sesame Street going, hi, everybody, we're going to get the Batman Kony now. Talking to college students like they're children. And that's what trendies are like. It's a certain metrosexual weird male who acts like a five-year-old. And then always supports pure evil. And they hop around on the screen. We'll find it and play it after the next segment. I sent it to you yesterday. They hop around on screen and do all of this and have all these slick graphics. We're going to get Kony. We're going to invade. We're going to show him. And I told everybody, I said, you watch. They're going to have a bunch of these kangaroo ICC court hearings they've been having. They're going to have those come to fruition in the next few weeks. It's to promote global government, the idea of the UN arresting you anywhere, anytime for thought crime. And they're going to have NATO and U.S. resolutions to invade all of Africa through AFRICOM that is already in place, AFRICOM, just like they have North American military system, NORTHCOM, and CENTCOM, and SOUTHCOM, and all of it, and that they are going to start going in with the dictators, like the dictator of Uganda, who's been involved killing millions, and they're going to start forcing everybody off their land. It's already going on. I mean, it's already admitted the UN is in Uganda murdering people. Mercenaries have license to kill and just go in and burn villages and shoot everyone. It's on record. And she's not talking about that. She's saying go in with more force and use that as the cover and say that an Africa-wide invasion for natural resources is humanitarian. It is beyond disgusting. It is beyond evil. It is beyond filthy. And less than a week after I start covering that, here is CBS News. By the way, do we have the Angelina Jolie clip? Do we have that one? We have the Coney thing dancing around about the screenings I sent you yesterday? It was on my list yesterday. We don't need to re-grab it. We had it yesterday. Joseph Coney resolution introduced in the House. House lawmakers Tuesday introduced a resolution supporting efforts to counter the Lord's Resistance Army. Now listen, hoping to build momentum on created by the arrival of YouTube videos spotlighting the atrocities of the LRC leader, Joseph Kony. So it's a branding. They literally say, here is the new villain. It's the most dumbed-down propaganda. He's like Hitler and Bin Laden. They actually said that all over the news and in the video. We've got to get him. He's hurting children. No one's seen him in 5.5 years. He's a perfect boogeyman that can never be caught. You know, why are they going to kill you in North Africa? Kony. Why are they going to kill you in South Africa? Kony. Why are they going to kill you on the Ivory Coast? Kony. Why is the UN here slaughtering you? Kony. In a jungle area not seen for 5.5, 6 years. Most people think he's dead. Listen to the resolution. You can link through and read it. The resolution introduced by Representatives Jim McGovern, Democrat of Mass, and Ed Royce, Republican of California, calls for, among other things, expanding the number of regional forces in Africa to protect civilians. Did you hear that? Expanding the number of regional forces in Africa. That's U.S. bases that are being built all over. The heart is Uganda. Why is the U.S. going to send not just a few hundred, but a few thousand troops now? Oh, to protect people all over Africa. And you go read the resolution, it is a full invasion of every stinking country. Unbelievable. For a guy who we don't even know if he's alive. With the UN on record lining people up and mowing them down, or funding groups to go kill them, and funding dictators to engage in megadeath. And then now you want to know why? Alex, why are you so mad? Only about 5%. You can see that in the likes and dislikes, you know, 6,000 likes, 300 dislikes or whatever on a video, you know, that's got 600,000 views, one version. But to the 5%, they're like, I'm going to get you. I see you in public. You're dead, Jones. You're with Coney. Coney's paying you. You know, just crazy sophomoric garbage. Drooling idiocy. This is all a PR move to invade Africa, mass slaughter, and to have the ICC arrest hundreds of people. And I've seen Supreme Court justices say, and I've seen them train the Austin police. This is on the news 3 years ago. News 8 Austin showed over 100 Austin police officers being sent to the UN in an exchange program to learn how to arrest people in foreign countries under international arrest warrants and how to have foreign police come here and arrest us under their laws. Where I live, this is going on. And that's all this is, oh my gosh, the UN cares. When the UN is the most criminal, murderous group with diplomatic immunity, running drugs, slaves, sex slaves, you name it. And the public has gotten so ignorant that when I say the UN is the major white slavery operator worldwide, I get emails saying, don't you care about black slaves? Folks, white slavery means sex slavery. Okay, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. The resolution introduced by Representative Jim McGovern and Ed Royce calls for, among other things, and I've read the resolution, go read it, expanding the number of regional forces in Africa to protect civilians and placing restrictions on individuals or governments found to be supporting Kony. So now they just say, oh, your government supported a guy that's probably been dead for years. We're going to take your bank accounts. We're not going to let your country trade. This is all about De Beers that has the diamond monopoly, not letting any individual country, that's why they invaded Ivory Coast, sell its own gold or diamonds. This is about Africa not being able to sell anything. Anything that the globalists don't control that's not sold through their cartels, invasion forces land within weeks and kill everybody. Blow up Capitol buildings. I remember in the late 90s, they had a big cover story in New Yorker magazine bragging about how De Beers, the world diamond monopoly, sends people to kill you. And the article was saying how great it was and how cute it was. And so that's what Angelina Jolie is. She is a haglet. And I really do find her unattractive. I find evil people unattractive, even if you could say they're aesthetically attractive. I found her very unattractive anytime I look at her. In fact, I have trouble looking at her. You could have some chubby old washerwoman, you know, out there hanging clothes up, and if she's got a good soul, she's beautiful. But if you have got an ugly, demonic soul, I see you, and you are ugly as a dead, rotting carcass in the ditch. And I don't normally attack people for how they look, but she's all about vanity, so I hate her. I hate people that claim they're heroes and they're good and that they're helping people when they are a front for mass extermination and death. And that's why I went after and called for her arrest. But, of course, the UN is her boss. It's the arbiter of evil. It's not going to arrest itself. So here it is, and now Angelina Jolie is in court as ICC finds Congo warlord Thomas guilty of using child soldiers.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
So, in less than 7 days after they release this Coney pro-war film that was obviously war propaganda, obviously a nebulous target that could never be defeated, just like bin Laden. It's a new proxy war. They've already taken over Libya and wrecked that. They're trying to wreck everything else. Now they want to go into these other countries and just have a license to slaughter everybody. And right on time, all over the news, it's Angelina Jolie praising the ICC. And I told you, this is going to be about a big international criminal court rollout. And here is Angelina Jolie yesterday. Here she is last night talking about this. Oh, what we're doing is we're connecting our next guest on the line. We're about to add to the studio, so this doesn't happen every time we're lining a guest up via Skype, then I can't play a video. I'm not sure how that's happening, but we'll try to air that a little bit later here. Maybe when we do Skype, we'll get the guest on 10 minutes before, and then that way this doesn't happen every time we try to play a clip. Because not a big deal. I just didn't know I'd be able to come out of break and not play a clip here. Point is, the article is there and available for everybody. Angelina Jolie in court as ICC, is finding some more of these warlords supposedly guilty of things. And I'm not saying any of these guys are good or bad. The point is that it's all just a complete, oh, my gosh, you're using child soldiers. You know how many kids are homeless there? I mean, that's gone on in every culture using child soldiers. And the point is the globalists are openly trying to commit mass extermination and takeover of society across the board. And so this is the type of stuff that's happening and going on. And there it is now. They just say in the resolution calls for, among other things, expanding the number of regional forces in Africa to protect civilians, period. Oh, U.S. forces to protect civilians against whoever isn't going along with the globalists. If you're going along with the globalists, you can murder millions, like the 26-year dictator of Uganda, who's a big guy that Angelina Jolie meets with and praises. But then if you're some little nobody that nobody's seen in 5-6 years, well, you'll be the poster child for all these countries thousands of miles away to be invaded, thousands of miles away. Here is Jolie posing as a savior and saying the people wanted the UN to come and arrest Thomas Lubanga. Here it is.
I think the most important thing, this is a very young court, it's a very new court. This particular case was about a description of child soldiers, and so many witnesses, over 60 people came in, young people came in and spoke about what happened to them, and because they were unable to have a court proceeding in their country, they asked for this, the victims asked for this, the country asked for this.
So the country asked for it, the victims asked for it. And here's a woman who runs around saying, invade Libya, it's humanitarian, when there was almost no humanitarian problems then, and a Western-backed guerrillas, Al-Qaeda, attacking, shooting rockets at government buildings, and they're like, oh, they're protesters, they're peaceful. And she's prancing around calling for war. I mean, it's disgusting. And now you're going to see Africa-wide invasion, and it'll be in the back of the newspaper, just like last year with the Ivory Coast UN invasion. The UN killed on record tens of thousands. Government forces, you name it, overthrowing that elected government and installing a bunch of killers to loot and wreck the country and steal their resources. So they want Africa destabilized. That's the official UN, Pentagon, State Department plan, and she's there to carry it out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.